T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Well, it is a very good evening to you, and how you be at 7:08 and 20 seconds to go right along with it on a Thursday evening on your fan, New York City. Steve Summers here, you there, Peter Hoffman, Dylan Scott. Those two gentlemen on the other side of the glass, and 1-877-337-6666 for an hour. 1 hour right up until NFL football with the Vikings and Rams at 8. Right here on your fan. New York City.
Hand off Barkley. Stutter step movie. Darts up the middle to the 10. Barkley to the 5. Barkley's in for the touchdown. What a move by the rookie. And he pours it in from 15 yards out, and the Giants take the lead. Shotgun snap. Back to throw. Fastball right. He's got Ellison for the touchdown. Boom, and a big spike for Red Ellison. Working the seam. And the Giants have scored on all four offensive possessions and are up by a score of 19-3. With the extra point pending, 1:20 to go in the half. Miller runs out of a tackle, then fumbles the football. It's loose, and the Giants say they have it at the 25-yard line. Dante Dion came out with a loose ball as Miller coughed it up after the catch. Watson on a long count takes the snap. Back to throw. He's under pressure again. He got bumped out of the sack, rolls right, throws down the sideline, and the pass into the end zone is intercepted by the Giants. Alec Ogletree. Manning in a shotgun set. Calls out the signal. Takes the snap. Back to throw, steps up, fires to the end zone, touchdown Giants! Sterling Shepard! What a throw by Manning, excellent route by Shepard, and with 2:08 to go, the Giants now lead it 26-15 with the extra point pending. The New York Giants get their first win of the season as they beat the Texans 27-22.
And the young man will join us who caught that ceiling. That's it. The game is over. Touchdown with a little more than 2 minutes to go. Sterling Shepard. And tonight's Giant segment of the show brought to you by EY. The better the question, the better the answer, the better the world works. Mr. Sterling, thank you for a couple of minutes of your time.
Yes, sir. How y'all doing?
Yes. We just heard the reception that put the game away last Sunday against Houston. And not only are you caught a couple of passes in the very first scoring drive for the Giants in the first quarter, and then again you caught the go-ahead, not the go-ahead, but the ceiling, the game is over, touchdown pass at the very, very end. The Giants' offense looked so different against Houston than it did against Jacksonville, of course, and Dallas. What was the difference between the first 2 weeks and the two losses where we were talking about a prevent offense and a check down offense? All of a sudden, the offense showed up against Houston. What was the difference in game three?
Yeah, I think it just took us time to fine tune some things and fix some of the mistakes that we had the first 2 weeks. I mean, everybody was freaking out about the first two losses, but we knew what we were capable of as an offense, and we came back in and fixed some things, and were able to get some things moving this third game. And I think that shows the identity of the offense and what we're capable of doing, and hopefully we can ascend from here.
What was Shermer's message? I mean, obviously he wanted to turn things around. I mean, everybody was feeling the heat. He was feeling the heat. The coaching staff was feeling the heat. Your offense was feeling the heat. Everybody was feeling the heat. What did Shermer, what was his message after the Dallas game and the Giants starting off 0-2?
Well, I don't think anybody was feeling any heat. You know, that was just something we went through, and he was telling us to keep our heads the whole time. I mean, I don't think anybody batted an eye. Nobody was freaking out on our end. Mm-hmm. I mean, maybe some of the fans and people on the outside and outside of the building were, but we weren't as a team, and I think that's ultimately why we had so much success the third game, is because nobody really, I mean, that wasn't the tell-all of the season after the first two games.
Mm-hmm.
Go ahead.
The only thing I was going to say, it looked like we saw maybe some different schemes, maybe a little bit of a different look with the formations. Is that fair to say in this game against Houston?
I mean, I don't think we changed up that much. We may have thrown in some new schemes, but I mean, that's what we do every week. Mm-hmm. You can't run the same thing every week, but yeah, I mean, we changed some things that didn't work well the first 2 weeks, and I mean, that's what you have to do in the NFL. You have to take the bad and make something good out of it the next week and correct it.
Yeah, so, I mean, most of us in the media, we were all saying, and fans were calling in 24/7 talking about how this was a must-win game for the New York Football Giants. Did you guys feel that way, too? Did you feel a sense of urgency that if you didn't win this game against Houston, your season might just wither away?
No, but, I mean, we take every week serious, and we look at every week like we're going to win the game. So that was our approach, and I mean, every week we want to win, so that was how we approached the game, and we were able to get that done.
Mm-hmm. And obviously everybody is feeling a lot better about themselves after a win, that's for sure.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, it's always a better atmosphere, especially in the facility, after a win.
Mm-hmm. Now, in the Giants in the game on Sunday, the first four possessions, and you were very much a part of the scoring in the very first possession right away in the first quarter. And then, of course, at the very, very end, you caught a couple of passes, including that touchdown that put the game away for the Giants. But what happened in the third quarter at halftime? Was it the adjustments that Houston made? Because the third quarter for the Giants, you guys punted the three possessions in the third quarter. You punted three times. And then in the fourth quarter, right at the very beginning, another punt. So four consecutive second half punts. What happened in the to start the second half that was so different from the first half?
Yeah, I mean, going into halftime, like I said, this is the NFL. Teams aren't just going to allow you to keep doing the same thing that you were doing. And it takes a few drives to figure out what they adjusted and what they're doing differently. And once you can figure those things out, which the coaching staff did, we were able to move the ball and, put points on the board. So, I mean, that's pretty much what you saw was, the team adjusted and we had to adjust as well.
I think Abraham Lincoln was in the White House when the Giants last scored 30 points. And we know with the receiving corps and Odell Beckham Jr., I mean, you guys are difference makers. You're game breakers. You can turn a game around with one particular play. We've seen what you can do and how you could hold on to the football. I think what you need to do for all of us, because we're not sure about roughing the passer, we're not sure about what is pass interference. Can you tell us what a catch is?
What a catch is now? I believe it's, if you go by the rule book, it's having two established feet and a football move. So as long as you have those two things, I think that's the biggest things they're looking for is 2 feet down and then a football move. And then whatever happens after that is... I mean, fair game. I mean, it could be a fumble, or if it goes out of bounds, that stands as a catch.
Yeah, I'm not the smartest guy in the world. I've been watching football my whole life. I don't know what a catch is anymore. And I don't know. I figured I was happy to have you on because This way I could get from the expert a definition of what a catch is, because I'm not so sure I know anymore.
Yeah, I mean, the rules have changed over the last year a lot, so, I was kind of confused at first as well, but after all the seminars and everything, I'm pretty caught up.
This is what Barkley said about you after Sunday's game. He's a dog. He has heart. He's going to play with heart. He's a feisty little guy. He's going to continue to fight. He's big in our running game, coming through on those crack blocks and setting up runs for me and coming up big when we need him the most. See, now we're getting the impression that not only are you a terrific receiver, but these blocks, you're going to be known as a blocking wide receiver.
Yep, and I think that's a part of my job description, and that's a part of any wide receiver's job description is staying on blocks. I mean, those can be the differences between touchdowns and 20-yard, 30-yard plays. So if we take care of that, then, I mean, we should be able to put points on the board, and that's the main goal as an offense. So I take pride in blocking, and as do the rest of the receivers in the room.
And what about Evan Engram? We know he's not going to play against New Orleans. How long do you think he's going to be out? Can you give us any insight on that?
Yeah, I don't know. You'd have to ask Coach Shermer about that.
Okay. And so you're looking forward to the Saints to make it two in a row, and Giants fans are hoping you make as much of a difference against the Saints as you get against the Texans. And we wish you the best of luck and can't thank you enough for a couple of minutes
of your time. Thank you for having me.
Yeah, you got it. Thank you very, very much. All right, Sterling Shepard.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, O'Reilly.